We're ready to send it over to Studio 2A. So pleased to be joined this week by a guest that's coming back to Studio 2A. I had them in last year, but now they've got a new album coming out on Friday. The release show is going to be at the Surly Wench. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, here are Los Huapos. We'll be right back.
sin temor a arrepentirme. Presiento que tu amor seguirá, sin temor a enamorarme. Te quiero en honor a la verdad.
My name is Matt Milner, live in Studio 2A with Los Huapos. So glad to be here tonight. Guys, thanks so much for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Perfect timing, too, with our CD release on Friday.
Absolutely. So Surly Wench, Friday night, the release of the new album.
Yep.
We'll talk all about that. But first, why don't we start off with some introductions. So let's go around the room. Everyone can let us know.
Justin Valdez on guitar.
Richard Verdugo, keyboards and sax.
John Reed on bass.
My name is Morgan Schleyline. I play the drums.
Angel Indo on percussion.
All right. Now, Justin, this project was in, I guess, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that. And at the time, you know, when this group first started, it was really sort of a, you know, a solo project plus band. It was, you know, Justin Valdez y Los Huapos. And you had, you know, over the course of that time, though, it's now evolved into kind of a different animal. So for the folks who were around, and, you know, Richard, you were around then, too, tell me about that evolution to, from, you know, sort of solo project plus into what's now really, you know, a kind of fully fledged band.
The solo project was just that, just by myself. And so, I mean, at first it was whoever would, you know, would play with me. So it was kind of, it was me plus whoever.
Right.
And, I mean, these guys came along. and it's evolved, and definitely since the last project, you know, the last time we were here. Kind of maybe the same genre, same direction, but I definitely think it's a different animal, like you said. And it just happened. It just happened.
Fair enough. So where does the new album fit into the evolution of the group? Is everybody who's here today play on the album as well, or does it predate some of the members?
Well, the album is basically seven songs, and it was basically these guys came along. I mean, me and Richard were like, hey, you know, let's keep going. You know, we lost members. So by the time we filled every position, it was like, hey, by the way, I have a date already booked in the studio. So we recorded at Midtown Island.
Cool.
And, yeah, so what was on that EP is kind of like a very fresh version of this act. And like the last song we just played is not on that album, but it's something that we've created since then. So we kind of, we're seeing where we fit in, who does best what. And when you got, I mean, Angel on the vocals over there.
Yeah.
There you go. And he's all Shy Guy over there too.
The Shy Guy with the golden voice, though. So, as we mentioned, Friday night at Surly Wench is going to be the release show. And is it coming out on CD?
Yeah, it's on CD. And we also have it on Bandcamp.
Cool.
And we have a, if you buy the CD at the show, we also get a download card.
Cool.
And you get a bonus track that's online that's not on the CD. It's a cover song, so we're just... best way to work around that was just free download rather than trying to
cool there you go
but yeah, we got, you know, dates around and we're still booking, and this is what the new Los Huapos sounds like, and it's getting a lot of people like it, and we're really happy with basically the sound that we set out to create is what's here.
So at what point did you decide that this was the sound that you were setting out to create? Was that something that that like you and Richard had in mind, is you had to fill out the rest of the band with some changeover, like, you know what, we're going to take this opportunity to move in this direction? Or was it something where you guys were just looking to find good players, and then once you found this group,
the right players? The right players. I mean, we tried out several bass players and
lots of people. It takes the right winning combination, you know, to really. And that's what we set out. Like, hey, let's have this like kind of like a themed EP. It's kind of like a spaghetti western type EP. So, I mean, we set out to kind of have that, like, the EP to kind of be like a soundtrack, maybe in the soundtrack genre.
Okay, cool.
So if you listen to it, I think it's kind of like, oh, yeah, that could be like some movie that, hey, you never heard of that one?
And this is for John or Morgan or Angel, but... talk to me a little bit about the challenge, but also sort of the excitement of integrating, playing, you know, with Justin and Richard after they'd already kind of established their chemistry and had established a lot of, you know, their kind of melodic relationship. But then, you know, as a rhythm section, three of you are coming in as new players. How did you find a way to make your mark on this project?
Well, like Justin mentioned, the EP is it's kind of a cool recording of a certain time in this band.
Yeah,
when we were all kind of fresh, getting to know each other. I think we were a band for about 5 weeks before the recording date. So myself and Morgan on drums and Angel as well had to learn a lot of songs really quickly,
mm-hmm.
Which was kind of exciting and fun. And because everybody gelled so nicely together, the chemistry in this band was pretty instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I locked in with Morgan the very first night I started playing with him.
Yeah.
I think it's probably because we're both white.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably what it is.
Because nobody locked in with me.
It's probably so
we lock in with Angel all the time.
Lock me out. That's what you mean.
We lock Angel out.
No, I remember the first night I showed up, these guys, and actually I met with Justin the weekend before. It was just us.
Uh-huh.
And he was playing all these surf songs. I'm like, I haven't played drums in, you know, I don't know, a couple of years at least.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a little intimidating, but then I met all these guys, and it turned out they're all, like, really good at what they do, so it was really nice to walk into that. So
I got that feeling when I joined the band, too, and I practiced a lot to make sure that I was okay with it.
Yeah, you did, man, because that first night, you were not with it, right? It was not good, man.
Unlike those two, I was brought into the band earlier this year,
and
we got to do one gig, and after that there was just nothing else for months and months, and I thought that they broke up because of me. I was like, how wrong can I be? You know? So but you know, thanks to Richard and Justin, we're back together. So yeah,
excellent. Well we're gonna get into our next set here, and then you know, we'll talk a bit more about the recording of the album as well, but I want to remind everyone once again, Friday night at the Surly Wench is the release show. And we're listening to Los Guapos live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only.
What are we doing? Take it.
Thank you.
I'm the real deal. Cause I ain't looking to lie. I ain't looking to cheat. I don't wanna beg either, baby. Ain't looking to lie, cheap, beg, steal, or borrow. All the time.
My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Los Guapos. Guys, thanks again for coming down tonight.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're having a fun, hot, sweaty mess here in the middle of the winter. welcome to Tucson. But, you know, as we've been talking about, the album release show is going to be on Friday night over at the Surly Wench. You mentioned during the last interview that you recorded over at Midtown Island. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the recording process. So how did you guys lay down these tracks?
It was live, mm-hmm. and we were in and out in like a couple hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everything that's on the album is first or second take.
Wow.
Actually, there is a couple that we got left off,
mm-hmm.
and I think they wound up being like third takes, and we just weren't feeling it that day, so we just left it off the album. Like, well, uh-huh. we did them tonight, so
there you go.
We got them recorded now, but
yeah,
it was in and out, and mm-hmm. That's why we recorded that cover that's on the Bandcamp. We did a cover mm-hmm. of Day Tripper, mainly because we had time because we were waiting for Najima to come down to lay down backup vocals, and we're like, well, let's just do Day Tripper, and while we're waiting around, but
yeah,
we were in and out, real easygoing environment over there,
mm-hmm.
and it was pretty cool because it's like a VCR right there, in you know, as far as equipment. So
they call that an ADAT.
Yeah,
ADAT.
Yeah, don't
okay.
say VCR.
No, it was VCR. Yeah, well, I know nothing. Sorry, yeah, but still, it was cool to you know, cool equipment. I like yeah, I like the equipment. Really,
but then Najima, she was amazing. Man. She
she
gave us a little help there.
Mm-hmm. We had someone come down named Najima to do some backup vocals, and we just weren't expecting what she did.
Yeah.
Just to come in and like blow it out of the water. But so on the album, there's these songs that have, mm-hmm. I mean, like the instrumentals and also paired up with Angel, mm-hmm. but just to kind of have some vocals, the ahs and stuff to help the song along.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an easy process, and you know, like I said, we're ready to go back already.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I wanted to say on Friday we are playing the Bordertown Devils are opening the show.
Cool.
At 10 o'clock, and then we'll be on at 11.
Okay, excellent. So that's over at the Surly Wench on Friday night. Copies of the CD will be available.
We also have t-shirts now, too.
Oh, and t-shirts. Excellent.
So I guess I'll plug this now for the... We have a special going on called the Wapo Grande, which for $20, you get a t-shirt, any size, uh-huh. your size, CD, and download card.
Excellent. All right. And you mentioned before as well that the music will be available on Bandcamp as well. If someone can't make it down, mm-hmm. can they order a CD
yeah.
through Bandcamp as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Los Guapos, or email losguapostucson@gmail.com. But yeah, on Bandcamp, you can. We don't have the link up yet for the shirts, but we'll have all that
cool.
coming up soon.
Excellent, excellent. So has the approach to songwriting for this band changed now that you've got a little bit of a different incarnation, or... Are you guys taking a similar approach?
It's faster.
Faster? Oh, yeah. How so?
I think, yeah, you're right. It is faster.
I don't know. We just put songs together very quickly.
Uh-huh.
We'll come up with an idea, and within a few minutes, we'll have a basic outline, and we'll work on it, and pretty much by
the end of practice,
we already got it down.
Wow.
Yeah. I think we've even done as much as, like, 5 new tunes in one night.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of like, hey, check out this progression, you know.
Yeah.
You have to show someone like, you know, go here 3 times and then here 2 times, you know, you're mm-hmm. never going to do anything.
Right, right, right.
Wow.
You know, and if one of us gets stuck, there's always, I mean, everybody here is so talented. Everybody always
Even been times when, you know, you never see the drummer give input, but yeah. I mean, he was telling us to like switch to a minor chord and like it mm-hmm. worked.
Yeah, on
like,
chords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays like 24 different instruments.
Do that? Yeah,
right.
So, you know, everyone's has a lot of talent and, you know, knowledge of music
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you can crank them out if you know, like, well, here's the progression. I mean, what's really supposed to be next here?
Yeah.
And we got used to that energy that we had from the beginning of the band.
Right.
Having to have to do a lot of stuff very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of kept going.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, you had also mentioned that this album that's coming out on Friday, that you kind of envisioned it like a soundtrack to a movie that never came out. Do you have, and maybe the answer is different for different people in the group, do you have in your head the movie that it's the soundtrack to? Do you know the cast of characters or the scene, or, you know, is that something you've thought at all about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Frozen is pretty much Frozen. I know there's music in it, but
ours is better.
This might be a little better.
Yeah, you're really trying to appeal to that sort of 7 to 11 year old demographic.
That's pretty much me every day.
Yeah.
Lowest common denominator. No offense to 7 to 11 year olds listening.
Right. Yeah, they're a core of my demographic as well.
We did talk about that, and originally we had this idea that the whole album would look like it was just like a movie soundtrack score, just because we tried to label the music so much. And I mean, so far here tonight, we've done like funk, surf, everything in between, and we got some crazy stuff, you know, coming up too. So it's just like, well, where does that fit? Well, I guess really it fits in a movie. And it's just like ups, downs, happy times, bad times, and it's just a soundtrack, a big mix.
Right.
That's
right.
The best way to describe it. So,
yeah.
You know, Angel had some ideas, but, you know, time and everything. He wrote a play, and we had ideas and all this stuff. But when we're like, you know, we really wanted – we're working on it, too. You know, we all have other artistic outlets and everything.
Sure.
And trying to bring the music into that as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think maybe next time a better – product. I mean, not that we're displeased with our product, but we of course, you have big plans. Like, maybe we'll get a real movie out of it too.
Right. So, while we've got live microphones in front of us, any other? Obviously, we want to focus on this Friday, but is there anything else you want to plug that's on the horizon?
We got shows coming up. I think the 19th, we're doing. We're having the How Los Guapos Saved Christmas at the Flycatcher in the lounge from 5:30 to 7:30.
Cool.
So basically anything the Muppets can do, we can do too.
Yeah, excellent.
Next up, we're taking Manhattan.
Excellent. Are you going to incorporate some holiday songs into that?
Yeah. I mean, he's got to sing Feliz Navidad.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. We got to get him
to
do it.
I speak the language. We're going to Bisbee, too, in early January.
January 8th. We played Bisbee a couple weeks ago, and it went over really well down there. And we got another date right away out of that.
Excellent.
I'd say come out, have fun at the CD release, and check us out. I mean, we're play around and just look for the name.
And one more time for the Facebook page and the Bandcamp, do folks just look up Los Guapos for that?
Yeah.
For both? Okay.
Surprisingly, there's, you know, there are only like three other Los Guapos in the world. Yeah.
Do you know what kind of music they
have? I know one's like from Spain. They're a trio, and I think they're like dance music or something.
Psychedelic circus marches.
Psychedelic circus marches.
There's that band too, yeah.
Well, you're describing this band, right? You guys do?
Dude, whatever.
I
want
to do that now.
Yeah. All right, well... we got time for one more set here on Locals Only. I want to thank everybody again for tuning in. Once again, CD release Friday night at the Surly Wench. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week, and we'll leave you with Los Guapos. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Matt, for having us again.
A bailar.
Óyeme, morena, ponte guapa, sal a bailar. Cógeme la mano, pa' de vuelta vamos a gozar. Un pasito pa' adelante, uno pa' atrás. Un pasito pa' la disco, ya no más. Vete a verte un poquitito, un poco más. Dámelo, mamá. ¡Oh, oh!
Thank you, KXCI. Opa! Los guapos. Oh,